Citrus 7 is made with real tangerine, orange, lemon, and lime. I'll tell you about for real food pizzazz. You can diet too.
Citrus 7.
Matt McGarry for Anton Motors in Rockville. If you're associated with a local school, from elementary to high school, public, private, or parochial, Anton Motors will contribute $100 per car or $200 per truck or van to your school association with the purchase of any new or used vehicle now through June 1987. So help your school earn money. Call Anton Motors 340-0900 and ask for details. That's 340-0900.
Anton Motors, Rockville, America's largest Toyota, Volvo, Mercedes-Benz dealership.
About a flick that stars a funny chick. Her name is Whoopi Goldberg and her rap is pretty slick. She plays a fine young lady who only wants to chill, but she's got to save a stranger from some dudes who like to kill. These cats will keep you jumping, this girl will make you laugh, so go and check out Whoopi saving Jumpin' Jack Flash. This movie's rated R cause they don't talk clean, so you better take your mama if you're under 17.
Jumpin' Jack Flash, rated R, under 17, not admitted without parents.
Get out of my face.
All right. I still maintain if Eddie Murphy was a woman, he'd be Whoopi Goldberg.
No question about it,
if
Don.
If Eddie Murphy did his hair in cornrows right now, he'd look just like Whoopi Goldberg. Yeah. They both have mouths that come straight from the sewer.
Oh, it's just, I mean, they're...
Can I say that?
Yes, of course you can.
Can I say that?
And their live stage shows, I mean...
Gutter mouths, both of them.
Put some earplugs in. That's just disgusting.
Who the hell do they think they are?
Oh, my goodness.
646.
Oh,
here's Kim.
This traffic update brought to you by Goodyear. We have a couple of accidents to watch out for. One being cleared in Marlow Heights. That's Branch Avenue and off the road, just inside of the Beltway. Another accident reported now, Greenbelt Road at Lannan Southern Road. The Wilson Bridge on the Inner Loop approach, heavy now. Delays beginning back at about 210 Indianette Highway. Northbound 295 is slow approaching the 11th, and you will find some slow traffic now on the freeway westbound at about South Capitol Street. And another problem, it's up in Montgomery County on the Outer Loop, an accident between Route 1 and 95 in College Park. Expect some slow traffic on the Outer Loop approach towards that area. I'm Kim Anderson, WAVA Traffic.
Thank you, Kim. It's 647, cloudy today with a high of 60. It's 48 Good Guy Degrees now because we are...
Good guys.
Good guys. And we got this letter from this DJ who works for Big K Radio.
Tom McDale.
And we're going to call him right now. He is on the air.
All right, we're going to call him right now. Tom works for Big Radio,
AM 1420. That's all the way out in Warrenton, Virginia, the home of traditional country music since 1959. And thank God his request line is ringing. I'm sure it would be normally jammed with many callers at this time of the morning.
Most definitely.
This is prime morning drive time, you know.
Hey, it might keep ringing. He might be doing a break.
Well, we'll just wait for it, Mike.
Sure, okay.
Because as he wrote in his letter, I idolize both of you to no extreme.
Ooh.
And often try to imitate you at times to all of my friends.
Boy, I tell you.
Well, when I was in Warrenton, I always used to answer the phone right away. Say, hi there, Big Radio.
You know, most guys at small stations do pick up the phone right away because they're always trying to meet chicks.
Yeah, when you see that phone ring, you go, hello?
You know, it's a cruel game that you gals play, you women play. Here's a cruel game that I fell for when I first got into radio.
What happened?
Where the woman would call and go, hello, is this Don? Yes, it is. Oh, you're so sexy. Could I meet you later? Mm-hmm. And like I was 16 years old when I got into radio, and I'm going, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Then they go, okay, I'll meet you at the A&W, and that's at the corner of blah, 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 and blah, 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 and I'll meet you there at 8 o'clock. Stupid me, I'd get dressed up. I'd go drive down there, and I'd drive around that block for 1 hour, thinking that, oh, maybe she's a little late.
I can see you getting into your best suit, wearing your little red bow tie with flowers.
When I first got into radio was when I was in Rockford, Illinois, and I was driving a big black Trans Am. You know, I thought it was pretty hot. Pull it up. Here I am, and she'd never show. We can only afford to give Tom another ring or two here.
I'll be really depressed if we don't. Hey, Tom, pick up your phone. Somebody tell Tom, you know, drive out there to Warrenton. Tell him to pick up his phone.
The station is 1420 on your AM dial.
This is his big break here.
Well, Tom, we'll give you two more rings, and we're going to have to move along.
Tom Migdal. That's spelled M-I-G-D-A-L. I think his radio name is The Midge.
The Midger.
The Midger.
The man of Midgestinia. Oh, sorry, Tom. Your big break is over.
Yeah.
It's Mr. Thoughtful with a dozen roses for you.
And she'd never show up, and I'd be driving around all night.
W-A-B-A.
That's when I was still living with my mom and dad.
Really?
I was going to high school and working at night at this radio station.
Did you enjoy that?
Yeah, my mom would go, "Where have you been for the past 4 hours?" I'd say, "Driving around." And she would go, "I don't believe you." It's the truth. Teasing me and playing with me like that now.
Yeah, stop teasing me, too.
Well, nobody's teasing you, Mike, but...
Well, I want them to.
While we were listening to Huey Lewis, I was picking up the phone there, and now all these gals are calling. Hello, Don. I promise I want to meet you. Sure, sure.
105 WAVA playing the hits on compact disc. Bananarama Ajedi at 6:56. I'm Donald P. Geronimo.
And I'm Mike O'Mara.
And we do have more trips to Dallas to give away.
Mm-hmm.
I know we told you the check's in the mail.
Right.
But we have more to give away.
Yeah, we said yesterday was the last day, but it's really not. Today is actually the last day.
And the contest absolutely positively ends this morning at 10 a.m. So if you sent in an entry and you said you listened to the morning zoo, we might pull your name out next. It is 6:56. We got a line on this little radio station where the guy mailed us the letter now. Hello?
Hello.
Hello, you're in the air. Who is this?
This is Tom Cat Reader, Big K Radio in Warrenton.
Tom Cat Reader?
Yes.
At Big K Radio in Warrenton. We were told that Tom Migdale is there right now. He's not there?
No, he's a salesman here. I never see him. I've only met him a couple of times. He's been here about a month, I guess. He's in sales, but he doesn't come in while I'm on the air, so I don't get a chance to see him very often.
Could you maybe give us a description of Mr. Migdale?
He mailed us a real sappy letter.
Yeah. Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Is he a big fan of you guys?
Yeah, I guess he is.
Mm-hmm.
If I recall, he's about, 5'10".
Mm-hmm.
Probably weighs 135, 40 pounds.
What kind of complexion does he have? Fair, dark skin?
Fair complexion, yeah.
What color hair?
I think he's probably, a blonde.
And shoe size off the top of your head, his shoe size?
About a 12.
About a 12.
Do you wear horn-rimmed glasses with tape in the middle by any chance?
I think so.
Now, Tomcat.
Yes.
Tomcat, you do the big AM drive shift there. How long have you been working at Big K Radio?
12 years.
12 years?
And this is the home of traditional country music.
You're right, right. I used to be working where you were working.
You used to work at WAVA?
I started there in 1956 when it was WARL.
Whoa, you've been doing it a long time.
Connie B. Gay had just left when I got there. Owens was there, you might recall. He was the king of the country disc jockeys back in those
days. Oh, sure, yeah. King of the country DJs.
I know him.
Well, listen, Tomcat Reader, so nice talking to you.
Nice talking with you, and I'll try to find out from Tom Migdale more information about him, and maybe we can get him on your program again.
And
get him on your program.
Play some Ernest Tubb for us, okay?
I got Ernest Tubb coming up in just a minute.
Hey, when are you going to do a break? We'd like to hear you do a break.
As soon as this record's finished here.
How long till the record's over?
Oh, they're all
it's
only 2 minutes.
Over. It's almost over.
Okay, just put the phone down. Can we hear you do a break?
Oh, I'll be glad to.
Okay, all right.
All right, this is a broadcast veteran.
Simulcast, little station in Virginia, 6:58. David Haynes, we're going to come to you in just a second, okay? You can join in. Turn your microphone on, Dave.
All right.
Help in with Big Tom Cat Reader.
You can tell that's a country station, by the way. He talks, huh?
PT, Tanya Tucker on the Tom Cat Show at Big J Radio this morning, singing Just Another Love. And we'll be with you until 10 today on the Big K, playing what we hope is your favorite country music record. What time do you have?
Okay.
All right,
Tomcat.
All right, thank you, Tomcat.
Okay, thank you, guys.
Nice talking to you.
All right.
Bye-bye. I say that's Mike O'Mara like in 10 years.
Thanks a lot.
6:58, here's David Haynes.
All right, a dirty story to tell you this morning. A police standoff in Falls Church, power outage in Waldorf, and the weekend weather for Washington. Good morning, Washington. I'm David Haynes, News Comment, 105W AVA. Dirty, dirty, dirty. Dirty books and dirty video cassettes. The targets of police raids on 14 video rental shops and adult bookstores in Maryland and Virginia. 50 lawmen swooped down and scooped up allegedly obscene books, allegedly obscene videos, all part of an alleged obscenity distribution operation headquartered Upper Marlboro. On Old Marlboro Pike in a warehouse, according to the FBI. No arrest. Falls Church, police being held at bay in your area today by a man with a history of mental problems and violent behavior. The man holed up in Hollywood Gardens apartment since 9 o'clock last night on Hollywood Road, 2700 block in the Falls Church neighborhood. He's fired some shots at police, but nobody hit, nobody hurt. Standoff continues. Medical, good news. Georgetown University Hospital establishing the first bone marrow transplant center in the Washington area. Waldorf, Maryland. While you slept, power outage in your area, so check your electric clocks. Correct time now is 7 a.m., 7 o'clock in Waldorf. Surprise! On Capitol Hill, an immigration reform bill on its way now to a House Senate conference committee. The immigration reform bill passed by your House half of Congress just before midnight last night, and the approval came as a surprise to many observers, would grant amnesty to millions of immigrants who entered the U.S. illegally before 1982 and would discourage entry of others by making it illegal to hire them. That man who survived the downing of a cargo plane in Nicaragua, Eugene Hassenfuss, at a news conference, said the downed plane was part of a CIA-directed series of flights from military bases in El Salvador and Honduras, airdropping weapons to the U.S.-backed Contras in Nicaragua. National League playoffs now tied 1-1 each after New York Mets won 5-1 over Houston Astros. Game 3 tomorrow, Saturday at New York. American League playoffs resume tonight. Game 3 at California on ice last night. In their NHL opener for the season, the Capitals lost Pittsburgh 5-4 over the Caps. David Haynes, Burnt Toast and Coffee Time, 7:01, a minute after 7. It's Friday! And it's Kim Anderson with WAVA Traffic.
Slow, hot in Virginia, David. This traffic update brought to you by the City Paper. That accident has been cleared Lee Highway at Route 28, but expect delays now getting in from before 66 in towards the scene. Again, all the lanes are open. Inbound on the Shirley Highway, we have a disabled partially blocking the right lane before Franconia Road. Because of it, traffic is slow from Newington getting up towards the Beltway. And inside of the Beltway, slow at Duke up to Shirlington and very slow on the inbound 14th Street Bridge. And expect big delays back at College Park towards the outer loop of the Temple because of an accident between Route 1 and I-95. Expect to see emergency vehicles on the scene as well. I'm Kim Anderson, WAVA Traffic.
WAVA, Arlington, Washington weather with meteorologist Bill Konop. Come on, but before we find out about the weather here for the weekend, Bill, tell us what the weather is going to be like for the Dallas-Washington Redskins game in Dallas on Sunday.
Have you ever heard of a blue norther?
No.
That's what they're going to have on Sunday in Dallas.
A blue norther.
Yeah, it's like a northeaster here, only it's a cold front that goes by in Texas and gives you strong winds out of the north. And it's going to be warm tomorrow. There'll be a chance of showers and thunderstorms in Dallas. The high should be in the low 80s. And Sunday looks like it's going to be windy at game time, with only in the 60s or 70s and some lingering clouds and showers. So I'd say take along the umbrella and maybe even a light jacket for Sunday's wind and cool temperatures. For us, we're going to have cool weather right throughout, today, tomorrow, and Sunday, and windy too, 15 to 25 mile an hour winds. Right now, at 7 o'clock, it's only 49 at National Airport, 46 Dulles, 47 BWI with winds gusting to 23. Highs only around 60, a lot of clouds, and tonight, chance of light rain or drizzle down near 50. And on the weekend, only in the 60s and a lot of clouds, chance of showers. For WAVA, I'm Bill Kamal.
Again, winds out in the north at 23 miles an hour this morning. Dulles 46, National 49, 49.
Fun loving degrees.
At 7:03, 3 after 7, I'm David Haynes. News comment on Power 105 W.
Hey, Dave.
What?
You gotta promise me you won't tell anybody.
Oh, I won't.
Well, how do I know you won't?
Cross my heart and hope to spit.
AVA!
Thank you, Dave. I'm Beaver Cleaver.
Crew.
And I'm Lumpy.
W-A-A.
And you're sick about it, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm pretty upset about it, Don.
Taking those steroid shots, haven't you, Lump?
Yeah, I got a couple that are still there, though. It's painful. A
couple of big lumps?
Yeah, a couple of big lumps, too.
That's us. A couple of big fat lumps.
Good morning.
Don Geronimo, Mike O'Mara on the station for the power trip to Dallas.
Well, I've been
Hi.
Power 105 WAVA, wake you up.
Uh-huh.
Good morning.
Hi.
Morning, Frida.
Hi, Mike.
She's sleeping.
She's sleeping. You want to go back to sleep?
Well, you probably blew it. I was having a really romantic dream about you for once.
About who? Mike or I?
No, about you, honey.
Me? What was I doing in that dream?
Well, we were... it was X-rated. It was in the middle of the X-rated part.
Ooh. Oh, my God. Well, how was I?
Well, better than usual.
It was a dream. It was a dream, Pam. It was all just a dream. Welcome back to reality. You're really married to me, the guy you can't stand to make love to.
Better take a look in your shower this morning, see who's there.
It's Patrick Duffy. You'd like Patrick Duffy in the shower. Now, there's a guy who could satisfy you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Bobby Ewing.
Yeah, he's sensitive, good-looking, nice.
Rich.
Never raises his voice.
Perfect father, perfect husband.
Yeah.
Never a hair out of place, drives a Mercedes.
Actually, JR looks good compared to you.
Thank you so much, Sue Ellen.
He'd probably go down and look in the shower. It'll be Don Knotts.
Yeah.
8 minutes after 7 o'clock, you have Barney Fife just trying to get that one bullet out of his pocket.
Hi, Frida. How are you? Well, he said, hi, Frida.
Hey, Ange. Hey, listen, we're going to Dallas. You know that, Frida.
I know.
And I was just handed something that's in the Post today.
Your
the
favorite.
The Dallas Morning News has printed a map of our parade route.
Oh, no.
In case Cowboy fans want to show up.
And participate.
Because we're having that parade through downtown Dallas Sunday morning.
Right.
Good grief.
So.
I would wear, like, a raincoat in case they throw eggs or vegetables at you.
No, I don't think they'll do that, do you, those beautiful Dallas fans?
Wear a football helmet.
I don't think they'll do it to the people that are marching, all the 150, but they'll probably do it to us.
Yeah, just us, because we're going to be riding in the front car.
Yeah.
Comes with the territory.
Okay, leave the 150 people alone. There's the jerks we want. Don and Mike. Don and Mike. Don and Mike. Don and Mike.
Let them have it.
You have to get one of those Pope mobiles, you know.
Pope, that, you know, you are right, Frida. We need one of those bulletproof Pope mobiles.
Yeah.
Somebody get me Lee Iacocca on the phone. I want my own Pope mobile.
Yeah. That'd be great.
All right, well, I just wanted to call and say hello.
Okay, I'm glad I'm not going with you.
Okay, keep dreaming. Keep dreaming.
All right.
This is the guy you can't stand to make love to. See you later.
All right, bye-bye.
Okay, goodbye.
It was all a dream.
9 minutes past seven.
Power trip.
So you want to take your life into your own hands and come down to Dallas with us this weekend? Sure you do.
Yeah.
No, we have more winning names, and we'd love to give you a trip right now if your name is Susan Wright.
Susan Wright.
Susan Wright from Falls Church, VA.
All right.
Says here on your card, you listen to the Morning Zoo from 6:30 a.m. to 8:15 a.m.
Okay.
Then again, you listen to Lou Katz from 12 noon to 1:30 p.m.
So the morning part counts now.
The morning part counts now. We hope you're listening. Susan Wright from Falls Church, Virginia. Call us right now at 432-9282 and win your trip to Dallas with us tomorrow.
Maybe you saw the big ad in this morning's Washington Post. It's happening. Now listen to the hours. It's happening today from 10 this morning till midnight tonight. Tomorrow, Saturday, from 10 a.m. until 12 midnight, Marlowe Furniture, every location, pulling out all the stops for that fabulous, that multi-million dollar Columbus Day weekend sale for 1986 from 10 till midnight today. You can shop everything, not just selected items, everything at every Marlowe's location. At Columbus Day weekend sale prices, I believe you'll find it simply delightful. But there's even more exciting news. Have you heard? No money down, no interest till January 1987, no payments till February 87. Yes, instant credit to $2,500 to qualified applicants plus Visa, MasterCard, and Choice. It's incredible. It's today, 10 till midnight at Marlowe Furniture, every location.
The rest of your life. It's Mattress Land.
This week, Mattress Land is giving twin size mattress sets away free with purchases of queen and king size sets, plus free frames. Plus, Mattress Land will beat mattress discounters and anybody's Sealy prices by at least 10%.
The land of living well, living well, for so little for the rest of your life. It's Mattress Land. It's furniture and carpet land.
It's up to 75% savings store-wide at Carpet Land through Columbus Day. Oriental design rugs from $39. Wall-to-wall carpet with free padding and free installation. 11 Carpet Land locations.
The land of living well, living well, for little. It's furniture and Carpet Land.
Sale on coupon at Wallpaperland, too. Buy one roll, get one roll free. See Saturday and Monday's post for all lands and carpet land sale.
I gotta catch the 825.
I gotta make the rush hour drive.
Even though we gotta go our separate ways,
we're stopping at McDonald's to start up the day.
A hot biscuit makes my train ride so fine.
Egg McMuffin makes commuting time breakfast time.
Take breakfast by the hand with a fresh biscuit sandwich, Egg McMuffin, or Sausage McMuffin with egg.
It's a good time. Have a nice ride. What a great day.
Have a nice ride.
If you're not satisfied with the guys who service your car, try a Goodyear Certified Auto Service retailer. We won't waste your time or your money. Do yourself a favor. Go to Goodyear.
713 at WAVA. Three simple words. Three simple words.
Share it. Share it with us.
Eat my shorts.
That can only mean one thing.
Bite my briefs.
That's it. It's the big...
Munch my jockeys. Dine on my Hanes underwear. Take a bite out of my Fruit of the Looms.
Manja my BVBs.
I want you to chew my elastic waistband. It's time for the Eat My Shorts hotline. And let's have this for bosses only, please.
Consume the cotton.
If you've got a boss that you hate like we've got a boss that we hate,
mm-hmm.
I'll demonstrate how we play this game.
All right.
WAVA, hello.
Yeah, Eat My Shorts hotline.
Yeah, who's your boss, please?
Mark St. John.
And where do you work?
I work at WAVA.
And what kind of a boss is he to work for?
Well, when we get off the air in the morning, he calls us into his office and he beats us with a big bullwhip.
Oh, now that doesn't sound fair. Go ahead, tell your boss.
Yeah, hey, Mark St. John, eat my shorts, okay?
See, that's exactly how we do it. Very good, Mike.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Remember, that was just a recreation of how we'd like the game played. We'll go to your calls at 432-9282 after you listen to Kim.
Digest my drawers.
I've waited for you to say that for so long.
Oh, boy.
Okay. Some slow traffic on the Shirley Highway inbound because of a disabled and before Franconia Road partially blocking the right lane. Because of it, traffic is slow now from Lorton getting up to the scene. Inside of the Beltway, Duke up through Shirlington and very slow on the inbound 14th Street Bridge. An earlier accident, Lee Highway at 28 has been cleared. The lanes reopened, but delays now beginning before 66 getting into the scene. And in the district now, another accident just past the 11th Street Bridge is blocking the left lane. Expect delays northbound, 295 beginning now at about Suitland Parkway. I'm Kim Anderson, WAVA Traffic.
Thank you, Kim. And it is 7:15, and time now for the Eat My Shorts hotline. Let's go right to your calls. Hello?
Yes, I want to tell my boss to eat my shorts.
Well, you're on the air. Where do you work?
I work at the Hoffman Building.
And what do you do there?
I'm a computer operator.
And what's your boss's name?
Barry Pepper.
And what does he do that really gets you PO personally offended?
He just tells me to do a lot of wacky stuff.
Wacky stuff, huh?
Yeah.
Like work?
BS stuff. No, yeah. Not just work.
Oh, really?
Can you be specific, sir?
Go pick up his laundry.
Oh, boy. Go pee, you.
That stinks.
Tell him.
Eat my shorts, Barry.
All right. Tell him to take him to the laundry himself. Hello, Eat My Shorts hotline.
Yeah, I'd like to tell my boss to eat my shorts.
Where do you work, sir?
At the Pentagon and Officers Athletic Club.
And what is your boss's name?
Barry Walton.
Okay, go ahead. Tell him, please.
Eat my shorts!
Okay, we're getting a lot of hostility out of our systems this morning. That's good. That's good. Hello.
Hello. I want to tell my boss to eat my shorts.
Well, certainly. Where do you work?
I work at the FBI.
And what do you do there?
I'm a draftsman.
A draftsman. Tell Ephraim Zimbalist Jr. to eat your shorts?
No, close, though.
Who is it?
I want to, my name? Yeah, it's Jeff Buskey.
And what's your boss's name?
Dave Haller.
Okay, go ahead. Tell him, please.
I want him to eat my shorts.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, that's all sincere.
Eat him. Eat him. Eat him and smile. All right, thank you.
All right, thanks a lot.
Bye-bye. One more. Hello, Eat My Shorts hotline.
Yeah, I'd like to tell my boss to eat my shorts.
Well, certainly. Where do you work, my dear?
I work for the federal court in Washington.
Who do you work for, Judge Wapner? Hold on, I'll let you give your message. Stand by for the jingle.
Fine.
And your boss's name is?
Dolores.
Ooh,
Dolores.
Two gals.
Ooh.
I gotta tell you, this kind of titillates me. Go ahead, tell Dolores.
Dolores, I'm sick of you spitting peanuts at everybody in the office. Eat my shorts.
Spitting peanuts at everybody.
Yeah, nice to know the federal government is working, Don.
Your tax dollars at work, Mike. Hey, thank you for listening.
All right.
Have a great weekend. Bye-bye. It's 17 after 7.
95 WAVA. There's Elton John and his bald head at 20 past 7. Don and Mike. It's happening again. Hello.
Hello.
Good morning. Who is this, please?
This is Susan Wright.
Susan Wright, what town do you live in?
Falls Church.
What are the first three digits of your home telephone number?
532.
You must have listened yesterday and you heard us say that it was the last day to go to Dallas.
Oh, I did. I'm so disappointed.
You must have been depressed. You must have been disappointed.
I was very.
I want you to sit down right now and cross your legs because you've gotten a second chance. You're going with us. You are going to Dallas with us tomorrow morning. The airplane leaves from Dulles at 11 a.m.
Ah, I was so jealous that everybody was going and I wasn't.
Cocktail party Saturday night. The parade Sunday morning. We'll go to the game and fly back Sunday night. Thank you for listening.
Oh, thank you very much.
Hold on a second. 21 past 7.
Look what you're doing to me. I'm utterly at your whim. All of my defenses down. Your camera looks through me with its X-ray vision, and all systems run aground. All I can manage to find from my lips is a stream of absurdity. Every word I intended to speak winds up locked in a circuitry. No way to control it, you're totally
three simply dynamite chicks.
Oh, they're just gorgeous.
Three dynamite chicks.
Super women.
Boy, quite a round mound of sound there. Pointer Sisters at 24 past 7. I'm Donald P. Geronimo.
And I'm Mike O'Mara.
And how about that? Susan Wright from Falls Church, VA, just called in and won her trip to Dallas.
Yeah, she called within 15 seconds, Don.
To go to join us tomorrow on the party plane, flight 105. I know yesterday we told you it was the last day for the contest, but trust me, today is positively your last chance to win.
Yeah, just because of a couple of people that show up and go, well,
I don't want to go now.
Yeah, we have some extra trips, and actually we have a second plane going down.
Mm-hmm.
The cheapest man in the world, our general manager, Shifty Alan Goodman,
right,
has a second plane going down.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a couple of extra seats, and we'll give you more chances to win coming up 25 past 7. But let's say you can't go to Dallas with Don and Mike this weekend.
Yeah, looking for something to do over the holiday weekend.
But you want the total Don and Mike experience?
It's not a holiday weekend. I was just joking.
Monday's Columbus Day. Banks
That's
are closed.
Right. That's right. It is a holiday weekend.
And is it Monday also a Jewish holiday?
It is a, is it Yom?
Hold on, David Haynes.
Where's Lou Katz? Lou, I need Lou Katz
Yom
here.
Kippur is
Yom
the
Kippur,
correct
right.
way. Used to be my radio name. Thank you, David.
No, that was Yom Kippur was your
radio
name.
Yeah, that's Yom
Kippur. That's right.
You got it right. So, Saturday night, I suggest you stay at home if you're in the metro area and you mm-hmm. watch Redskins Saturday night on Channel 20.
Yeah, stay up real late.
And following that, you watch Saturday Night Live and then the Arch Campbell Show. And let's welcome him now to our telephone lines.
Arch Campbell.
Hey,
It's Arch.
I know. It was so exciting for me that I wanted to call you right away to let you know that the NBC Standards and Practices Department has looked at the program.
And?
And the guy got sick, so you passed.
That's good news. Arch, we had a great...
Desi Arnaz got wind of Mike's act, and he wants Mike's number.
Desi Arnaz, that is because Mike dresses in drag on the Arch Campbell Show.
Yeah, yeah.
With a dress, a wig, nylons, makeup.
Well, it's my big break, Don.
Brassiere, garters,
yeah.
Pantyhose, knee high.
The closest ball I've ever seen. And the closest thing Desi has ever seen. And that's why Desi wants Mike's number.
It's a great show. So have you seen the program, Arch? How does it look?
I have seen this show, and it really is a great show. And the word is getting out. In fact, I am hearing from some other wave of personalities because they want the same opportunity that you got.
Hey,
I don't know. I feel kind of funny about this stuff.
Hey, screw them, Arch, okay?
Well, right. You guys are on because you're so famous and talented. Now, I don't know if I should say this on the air, but I'll say it anyway. This is so disgusting. Charlie and Harrigan called, and they tried to bribe their way onto the next show.
Tried
to bribe their way. And you know what they tried to bribe me with?
What?
A bus trip to Popeye for the Rooster.
Brewster the Rooster.
Oh. Question.
Arch, we love you, Arch. God.
Oh,
all right. Arch Campbell. So the show will be on Saturday night, 1 a.m., right after Saturday Night Live. New season, new set for the Archster.
It's the Saturday Night Live premiere, and it's our premiere, and... You are very funny. I think you really like it. I laughed until I cried, and then I cried.
then you laugh some more. We got a break, but before we break, let's have Mike O'Mara as Arch Campbell. What do you say?
I just want to remind all of you out there to watch the show. It's marvelous. It really is. So be sure and check it out. You'll love it.
Dueling arches.
Now, if I get him laughing, we can do dueling laughing on the telephone here.
You know, sometimes just for snicks, you got to call Arch's wife.
Honey, I'm going to be a little late. I've got all these women surrounding me in a hotel room.
Oh, Arch, we hardly knew you. Hey, we'll take you down with us if we can. We're ruining our careers. And we'd like to do the same for you. Arch.
I know you're in a hurry. I know this is Jock Day. You got all those jocks on the air today.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, I read the Washington Post. I know.
We got to run. Thanks for having us on your show, Arch.
Okay.
We'll see you later.
Arch Campbell, ladies
Arch Campbell from Channel 4. All right. See you later, Arch. Bye-bye. And don't forget, also on the program, our main man, David Haynes, as announcer on the Arch Campbell show this weekend.
Right. A pleasure.
I would strongly urge you, after viewing the Arch Campbell show this weekend, to call WRC Television on Monday.
Right.
Tell them how much you enjoyed the program.
Right.
Because we've decided that Arch's show is our ticket out of here.
We really think the Arch Campbell show is the way to go.
That is the best avenue for Don, Mike, and as we mentioned, David is the only person from the staff we're going to take with us when we climb over the Arlington Wall here.
Yes, he will be the real Don Pardo of the show.
So call them and tell them how much you like it. We think you'll like it, and thank you very much, Arch. It's 29 past 7. David Haynes in... 10 seconds. Count them.
Why fix a 1985 car with 1955 equipment? Look for the Goodyear Certified Auto Service sign. Smart people, smart computers. Do yourself a favor. Go to Goodyear.
10.
Charlie and Harry, WAVA.
729, here is David Haynes.
Good morning, Don and Mike. Good morning, Washington. Weatherman Bill Kamal calls for a breezy high of only 60 today. I am David Haynes. News on WAVA.
Did you hear about the two boys caught playing the game? Two young boys caught playing a game called cocaine in Des Moines, Iowa. A couple of third grade boys caught by mom and dad using plastic bags of flour to play cocaine. Pretended they were selling drugs to each other and sniffed the flour when it was their turn to play drug user. Use of cocaine has soared in the USA since 1980, say the feds. 6 million Americans used cocaine last year, shows National Household Survey on Drug Abuse. Maryland, don't look now, but gubernatorial candidate Bill Schaefer is considering a gas tax increase. 4 cents more a gallon to finance new highway projects in Maryland if he, Bill Schaefer, is elected governor next month. A lot of that money would go to help Montgomery County with its transportation problems. Falls Church, a man with guns has been holding police at bay since 9 o'clock last night. Still is this morning. The man holed up in a apartment at Hollywood Gardens on Hollywood Road in Falls Church. The man said to have a history of mental problems and violent behavior. He's fired some shots at police, but nobody hurt so far. And you'll remember the Phantom Air Controller who's been giving false directions to pilots in the Miami area. Now FAA has set a trap. Direction finders to track his signal to the source. On ice last night, Capitals lost their season opener. Pittsburgh 5-4 over the Caps. National League playoffs are now tied at one win each after New York Mets won 5-1 over Houston. Game 3 tomorrow at New York. American League playoffs resume tonight. Game 3 at California. David Haynes, Burnt Toast and Coffee Time, 28-28 in front of 8. Let's update.
Over to the shoulder, the lanes are open, but the backup remains. And inside of the Beltway, from Duke to Shirlington, and very slow on the 14th Street Bridge span. I'm Kim Anderson, WAVA Traffic.
Let's check about those chilly temperatures this morning with meteorologist Bill Kamal. Bill, feels cold out there.
That front roared through, David. The temps are still dropping. Now in the mid to upper 40s everywhere, and windy. Coldest morning in a while, with the wind considering. And we're going to have highs only in the upper 50s to low 60s, partly cloudy to mostly cloudy skies, northeast winds. Chance of light rain or drizzle tonight, tomorrow, and on Sunday a chance of showers, and cool all weekend. Highs struggling to get into the 60s. In Dallas, it's going to be in the 80s tomorrow, but there's a good chance of showers and thunderstorms. Some could even be heavy. They wouldn't last all day. But Sunday, it's going to be windy and cooler, only in the upper 60s to low 70s, still a chance of a shower. For WAVA, I'm Bill Kamal.
Windy out here in Washington this morning. Winds out of the north at 23 miles an hour. Temperatures, BWI, 47 degrees. Dallas, 46. National has 49. 49 degrees now in America's greatest city. At 27. 27 in front of 8. I'm David Haynes. News on Power 105. W.
This is absolutely gross. That boy is a P-I-G-P.
AVA!
Power 105, WAVA.
7:33 with your morning zoo in this half hour, the current events quiz. And all week long, we've been talking about this gas station in Des Moines, Iowa.
Yeah, where they pump ethyl wearing pasties, Don.
Women, topless women.
Oh, boy.
Pumping to please. And this is at a place called Daryl's Grease and Go.
Oh, it's one of the high points of Iowa.
I bet. And we've got Daryl himself.
Oh, boy.
And you'll hear from him this half hour.
They come from the cities and they come from the smaller towns. They beat up cars and the tires and drummers go crack, boom, bam. R-O-C-K in the USA. R-O-C-K in the USA. R-O-C-K in the USA. Yeah, yeah. Crack it in the USA. With the pockets in the head and very little money in the hand. Some all black and some all white. And you try to sleep on the floor tonight. The blind baby Jesus, you know that day just mine. Back in the U.S. We'll be right back.
actually help reduce the level of cholesterol already in your body.
The Morning Zoo.
Thank you. W-A-B-A.
In fact, we're mighty proud of.
We are. We
I'd like
are.
To point out also, Mike, at 7:36, that this show is a copyrighted feature of Major League Baseball, and no portion of it can be rebroadcast without the expressed written consent of Major League Baseball.
And Peter Uberoth is right over in the corner here.
Holding a Dixie cup for us to fill it up. 7:36 with the Zoo and the current events quiz next around the radio bend.
432-9282.
Hey, we got Billy Joel concert tickets, too.
Love, like a road that never ends. How it leads me back again.
Of spring air.
Just like a baby's bottom.
Yeah.
That's Peter Cetera and Amy Grant.
You ever wonder, here's one thing I want to point out. I was watching a commercial yesterday on television. I think it was for Puffs.
Yeah.
And they actually said, Puffs, as soft as a baby's behind.
Mm-hmm.
Would you really want to blow your nose into a baby's behind?
Well, if there wasn't anything else around.
20 minutes before 8 o'clock, Don Geronimo, Mike O'Mara. I never want you around my kid again, man. And we have another Redskins Budweiser power trip to Dallas to give away. We have a few slots left on the plane. I have another winning name coming up in a few minutes. I can see Bart in about 5 years. Every time you come near him, he just starts running away.
Oh, no! Uncle Mike's going to sneeze again!
Uncle Mike's got a cold. 21 minutes. Make it 20 minutes until 8 o'clock with your Morning Zoo and the current events quiz. Next, here he is now, Michael Maripardo, to tell us about our contestant.
Just a minute, please. Let's put down our Kleenex and welcome Patty Fleury. She's from Bowie, Maryland. She's a secretary. She likes skiing, shopping, nagging her husband, and she always watches the A-Team.
Hi.
Hi, good morning, Don. Hi, Mike.
Hi. Hi, what was your name again, my dear?
Patty Fleury.
I know your brother, Snow. Oh, I love those jokes. Hey, do you live in Bowie, Maryland?
Bowie, Maryland.
That's right. I know, Kim. I know it's Bowie, Maryland. Don't get me started, Kim. Yeah, oh, you know what I heard Kim say yesterday?
What?
Come here, Kim.
What?
Get a microphone for a minute.
What did I say yesterday?
It's not Byers Mill Road.
I said Byers Mill Road.
No, you said Byers Mill Road, and I almost called you. I was in my car, but I thought you'd be too mad if I called you. It wasn't my show.
Byers Mill.
Byers Mill. Byers. Byers Mill. And McLean, Kim. McLean.
I know.
Okay. 741, are you ready to win a prize package selected especially for you?
Yes, I am.
Actually, it's Billy Joel tickets, and we hope you win, so please.
All right.
Pick C.
C. Okay.
Question number one. Ken Cragen says the $24 million raised by Hands Across America will start to be distributed across the country in November. And yesterday he had a press conference to announce his latest money-making venture, which he says will take more support than ever. What is the new event? A, We Are the World Part 2. B, Legs Across America. Or C, a fundraiser for one of the country's most underdeveloped areas, Hands Across Tom Landry's Head.
See,
that's right.
Go, Patty.
Question number two. Hey, let's hear it for Pia Zadora. She's pregnant again.
Oh, boy.
Anxiously awaiting the arrival of her second child, due early in 1987.
Yeah.
When she delivers her new baby, how will you be able to spot it in the nursery? A, blue eyes.
Mm-hmm.
B, blonde hair.
Yeah.
Or C, will be the only baby with see-through diapers.
C.
C, that's right.
Way to go.
And Mike will be blowing his nose into the baby's bottom. Question number three.
Mm-hmm.
Longtime baseball star Pete Rose says he may retire from baseball as a player.
Mm-hmm.
He has a hernia problem.
Oh, my goodness.
How did Pete get this problem? A, sliding into second. B, falling on AstroTurf. C, catching a line drive on the fly. P. That's right. Congratulations. You are a big wiener. And here's Michael Maripardo to tell you absolutely, etc., what you've won.
Oh, Mike? Patty, thank you for your support, because you've won a pair of hot seats to see Billy Joel in concert Friday night at the Capitol Center.
Tonight.
Tonight at the Capitol Center. It's tonight, Patty. Can you believe it? It's tonight at the Capitol Center.
All right.
Changed your life forever, huh?
Yeah.
Hey, thank you for listening.
Thanks a lot.
Okay, hold on a second. Okay. Have a beautiful weekend. Go Skin, 743. Again, this is not the OJ. It's just an amazing recreation. Amazing simulation.
You know you really made it. Hey, you know you really show it. Yes, you do now. And you got the thing that brings good things with it. Of it. When you want your money, you don't have to drive across town, no. When you need your money, you don't have to wear your clothes down, no. When you want your money, you don't have to walk the street, cause the cash flow card just puts the whole darn bank right at your feet. It's that green from the cash flow machine.
Cash flow, it's where you are. Sovereign Bank.
Pontiac builds excitement into every automobile. We make it affordable with an M&M Pontiac deal. Get the Pontiac action. You'll love how it feels. We make it affordable with an M&M Pontiac deal.
For 6 years, Congressman Frank Wolf has worked hard for responsible change, including a stronger economy with more jobs, lower interest rates, and low inflation. Protection for Social Security and federal pensions, more housing for senior citizens, merit pay for federal workers, and stronger environmental protection. Frank Wolf also has worked to strengthen national security, support mutual, verifiable arms reductions, and for human rights in Eastern Europe, Central America, Africa, and Southeast Asia. In Northern Virginia, Frank Wolf's leadership has provided funding for metro, better roads and airports, expanded quality child care, and assistance for Alzheimer's victims and drug abuse prevention. A record of accomplishment and integrity. A congressman who listens and gets things done. Important reasons to re-elect Congressman Frank Wolf.
This is Frank Wolf,
paid for by friends of Frank Wolf, 86.
Continental offers the latest nonstop flight to San Francisco as low as $99. Call Continental for details.
Let me spring one on you by surprise.
Oh, spring it.
I have a couple of extra seats on flight 105 to Dallas tomorrow. This is absolutely positively your last chance to win.
And the name is?
The name is Eric Schrader.
How's that spelled?
It's not spelled like Schrader.
Like Schroeder.
Well, yeah, Schrader, right. Jay Schrader's is spelled like Schroeder.
Schroeder, right.
This guy Schrader is spelled like Schrader.
Good, all right.
Eric Schrader, and we were just talking about it from Bowie, Maryland.
Bowie!
Eric Schrader at 747 will give you a half hour to call us right now at 432-9282 and win your trip to Dallas this weekend. That's Eric Schroeder.
Or Schrader.
747, here is Kim.
This traffic update brought to you by Continental Airlines. That accident still with us in the district. It's westbound on the freeway just past the 11th Street Bridge, still blocking the left lane, and you can expect slow traffic still northbound 295 back at about Suitland Parkway. The Wilson Bridge on the interloop still slowed about Livingston Road for the bridge ban. And northwest, watch for police activity. 14th and K Street, helping to keep things slow around the area. I'm Kim Anderson, WAVA traffic.
Thank you, Kim. We had that story earlier this week about the gas station in Des Moines, Iowa, Daryl's Grease and Go.
Daryl's Grease and Go.
Where bare-chested women will clean your windshield or in tight sweaters and bikini bottoms, if you prefer. And I know you've been thinking about it all week, and you've been going, who's the genius behind that idea?
Right.
Well, it's Daryl, and let's give him a big morning zoo welcome. Hello, are you there, Daryl?
Morning.
Hi, Daryl. How you doing?
I'm fine, sir.
How things out in Des Moines?
Well, a little chilly this morning, about 45 degrees.
About the same here. This is Daryl. How do you pronounce your last name, Daryl?
LaFon.
Daryl LaFon.
Yeah.
Who is the, I guess you're the owner and proprietor of Daryl's Grease and Go.
Right.
Now, who came up with the idea for the bare-chested women pumping ethyl?
Well, we don't have a gas station. It's just a garage.
Just a garage, so people are just coming in to get their cars serviced?
Well, they get the oil changed. It's a fast lube.
A fast lube.
I bet it is.
You don't have any gas pumps out there?
No.
So how has your tune-up business gone since you've...
I don't have that either. All I do is change oil, sir.
That's all you do is just change oil.
So it's sort of like a Jiffy Lube?
Yeah.
Jiffy Lube with topless waitresses.
How about the Boobin Lube?
The Boobaloo. Now, who came up with this idea?
Oh, I did.
You did what? Business was not going too well?
Terrible.
And how's business now?
Better.
Better, or is it incredible?
Well, they're not knocking my doors down yet.
Now,
see, the advertisement we had here in Des Moines, they didn't put my address in the paper.
Oh, well, that's really getting your money.
You're having a hard time even paying me.
Now, how does your wife feel? You're married, I assume.
Oh, well, she's...
How does your wife feel about you working with bare-chested women?
So far, no problem.
How do you manage that?
Well,
Come on now,
she's
Daryl.
She's got all of her ducks in a row? Yeah.
Come on, Daryl, tell us the truth.
If it was my wife, man, it'd be a living hell for me if I worked with topless women every day.
Well, it's kind of like the doctor, you know. You see it, and then you learn to go about your business and...
Now, you only have two women working for you, right?
Yeah, uh-huh.
And that would be Peggy and Angel?
Yeah, Angie.
Angie. Peggy and Angie. How did you go about hiring them?
I put an ad in the paper. Well, we have a Skywalk paper. It's a free paper that people just pick up out in the Skywalk and pay for through advertisement. I found them working for $1.35 an hour, like everybody, you know.
And how much are you paying them?
Well, they get $5 a car and they get tips. They're averaging $10 a car and probably
you said they get tips, right?
Yeah.
T-I-P-S.
Oh, sorry. It must be the connection. All right.
Yeah.
Well, Daryl, it's certainly... T-I-P. Right. We got it, big boy. Certainly has been great talking to you at the Boob Lube. How much do you charge for an oil change, Daryl?
$29.88.
Well, that's not a bad deal.
Now, what do you have guys just sit in their car? Do the girls actually lube the car?
Vacuum the car and clean the windows. The guys get out and follow them around, you know.
Can you stay in the car when they're vacuuming it?
Well, no. You can't touch the girls in any way. Just get the look.
All right.
Just to look. Well, thank you very much, Daryl.
You're welcome.
Have a nice weekend.
You too, sir.
That's it in Des Moines, Iowa, folks.
Oh, man.
You heard it here on WAVA.
Come on, baby, dry your eyes. Wipe your tears. Never let to see you cry. Won't you trust me?
They're all to hide in my distant shed. I forgive you, now I ask the same of you. While we were apart, I was doomed too.
You know, I was just thinking, I got about 30,000 miles on my Blazer.
Need an oil change done?
But, you know, I don't mind driving for a bargain. How many hours would it take me to get to Des Moines?
Let me see. It's about probably 2,800 miles out there. That's worth it.
Power 105, WAVA 753.
Power trip.
Wow. Oh, yeah, it's happening again, ladies and gentlemen. Hello.
Hello.
Is this Eric Schrader?
Yes, it is.
Eric, what town do you live in?
I live in Boone, Maryland.
Are you in any way related to Jay Schrader?
No.
Good. That works on your behalf. What are the first three digits of your home telephone number?
262.
You are going to Dallas with us tomorrow.
Thanks, Don, Mike.
How old are you, Eric?
I'm 19 years old.
Oh, good. We'll be checking IDs as we get on the plane. You want a trip to Dallas tomorrow. Did you think you'd win?
No. I listened yesterday. You're all done, right?
Come on, you sure you're 19?
I was a high school nerd, a really strange bird. Got comments from the boys in class. They said you talk real funny and your nose is always runny. When you walk, you always wiggle your buns. I never made it with the dames, and the boys called me names. They laughed because I had a limp wrist. Then all my friends said, Bill, if we can help you, we will. I said it started with a little lisp like this. I guess I really was a dweeb. Well, my friends had a plan. You need a role model, man. They said, listen to the radio. Emulate a big star. Maybe learn the guitar. Before you know it, you'll be really macho. So I emulated Johnny Mathis till they said that path is going to lead you even farther astray. But I know I heard him say, come on and walk my way, and 1,000 violins will play. They told me, don't talk this way. Don't walk this way. Don't talk this way. Don't walk this way. Hey, what is this, the Lionel Richie arrangement or something? They told me, don't talk this way. Don't walk this way. My nickname was $3 Bill. I hated guitar, so I took violin lessons. You think that might have hurt my image? Well, I liked Tiny Tim, and I imitated him until I heard Barry Manilow. And when the Bee Gees were gone, I just loved Elton John, but my friends always said, no, no, no. Then along came Michael, gonna make him my idol, didn't know there was something amiss. Until my best friend called, says Michael got no sex, and it started with a little lisp like this. I always wanted to be a famous DJ, like Johnny Holiday. But the guy said, Bill, get real, buddy. Check out Power 105. On WAVA, try TK, TK, TK. He's a macho guy to emulate. But then I tried the morning zoo, and I heard You Know Who and fell in love with that little reprobate. His name is Maurice, and I'm saying, well, geez, he can talk this way on the air. His voice is just divine, so I've made up my mind. I'm going to talk this way, and I don't care. I'm always going to talk this way and walk this way. Yeah, talk this way and walk this way. I'm always going to talk this way. Hey, if Maurice can do it on the air, I can do it. Oh, and I just love the way Kim Anderson talks. I like the way she says, I 66.
Ooh, that really bothers Kim. I like that. Power 105, WAVA.
Walk this way.
And that is Talk This Way by some guy who mails us songs all the time.
Actually, the proper title would be Talk This Way.
Talk This Way.
That's right.
7:57, Mike. Good morning, Don. With the Morning Zoo Show live from the Nut Hut. It'll be cool today. Sunny and cool with a high of 60. It's only 46 right now. And how about that Eric Schrader, huh?
Bingo. Called right back.
Claims he's 19. Who knows? We'll check his ID once we get on the airplane tomorrow.
Yeah, Eric got a little tongue-tied on the
phone.
Well,
wouldn't you? Mm-hmm. Now, wouldn't you? Everybody thought that the contest was over yesterday. My God, that's what we said. And if people can't trust Don and Mike,
right,
who the hell can they trust in this life, huh?
Well, everyone knows everything we say is gospel.
Gospel. The gospel truth. Amen.
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 Can you say gospel truth?
Gospel truth.
Amen.
Can you say Don and Mike?
Don and Mike.
Yeah, yeah.
Amen.
And another winning name coming up after 8 o'clock this morning as we try to fill the last couple of spots on Flight 105. Also joining us, we think next hour, When you're talking body bags, you're talking Buchanan.
When you want to get to the heart of his story, you
Mike
call
Buchanan.
Mike Buchanan from Channel 9 WUSA.
Guy who either does the stories about axe murderers or some state fair going on somewhere.
Yeah, he must get out in the newsroom. All right, Michael, why don't you go down and cover that mass murder? Then I'll interview that farmer out in Manassas, all right?
So he'll be joining us because he's coming on the airplane tomorrow. Also, another Dallas radio station called. They want to make a bet with us. We're going to talk to their morning DJ, whose name is Bo Roberts.
Hey, Bo.
Also, Joan Rivers and the Pope. After 8 o'clock this morning, 7:58, and David Haynes is just 10 seconds away. Let's all count. Go.
An airline that connects me to South America and the Caribbean as an air partner with Pan Am. I call that cosmopolitan. I call that chic. I call that
presidential. It's the best way to fly.
10. There you go. David Haynes, 2 minutes till 8.
Surprise on Capitol Hill late last night. Springfield Bypass might have you seeing red. Instead of green, Russia's head red, heads for Iceland. Good morning, Washington. Feels like Iceland here in Washington this morning. I'm David Haynes, News Comment 105W, AVA. While you slept, Washington, your House half of Congress pulled a surprise. About midnight last night, House approved an immigration bill would grant amnesty to millions of illegal aliens who entered the U.S. before 1982, but it would discourage any others by barring employers from hiring illegals. Immigration bill on its way to a House Senate conference committee today. And the quote of the day from a New York congressman who says, listen to what he says, we have more law enforcement officers on Capitol Hill than we do along the U.S.-Mexican border. Food for thought. University of Maryland, a microbiologist recommends tests in 50 campus buildings for molds and bacteria at U of Maryland because of Legionnaires' disease bacteria found in one research building's air conditioner last month. Fairfax County, that Springfield bypass, if you think it's going to be an expressway, better think again. Looks more like a just another thoroughfare. That Springfield bypass has a lot of people seeing red, as in red traffic lights, because the Springfield bypass to have 32 intersections with traffic lights. You heard right. Some interchanges, but some intersections on that Springfield bypass to have traffic lights. 32 intersections? And Fairfax County officials are upset about this, and I don't blame them. Because instead of moving traffic swiftly and safely, as an expressway would, the Springfield bypass will keep traffic stopping at 32 intersections. Fairfax County already has enough traffic lights that are unsynchronized, traffic lights that instead of keep traffic moving, they keep traffic stopping. Waldorf, Maryland. Your lights went out some places about midnight. Power outage. Check your electric clocks. Correct time now, 8:01, a minute after 8. Russia's head red. Gorbachev on his way at this hour from Moscow to Iceland for this weekend's meeting with President Reagan. Main purpose, setting up a date for a big summit later this year. But progress possible for an agreement on medium-range weapons in Europe. Progress possible this weekend on that. We'll see. National League playoffs now tied, one win each, after New York Mets won 5-1 over Houston Astros last night. Game 3 tomorrow, Saturday at New York. American League playoffs resume tonight, Game 3 at California. And on ice last night, Capitals lost. Pittsburgh 5-4 over the Caps. David Haynes, Burnt Toast and Coffee Time, 8:02. It's Friday! Let's check the Friday morning rush with Kim Anderson. Kim?
Very slow on the Shirley Highway, David. This traffic update brought to you by Presidential Airways. Inbound on the Shirley, expect delays beginning at the Occoquan all the way up through Springfield, getting to the Beltway. Inside of the Beltway, delays before Duke up to Seminary and slowing at Route 1 for the 14th Street Bridge. In the district, we had that accident on the freeway westbound just past the 11th Street Bridge. It's just been cleared from the left lane. All the lanes are open, but delays still with us. Northbound 295 slow from about Suitland Parkway up to the 11th Street Bridge, and the Wilson Bridge still slow. It's starting to clear out just a bit, but it is still slow before 210 Indian Head Highway. I'm Kim Anderson, WAVA Traffic.
WAVA, Arlington, Washington weather with meteorologist Bill Kamal. But first, Bill, let's find out what the weather is going to be like for that big Dallas Cowboys-Washington Redskins game Sunday in Dallas.
It's going to be windy and cool. Hey, David, what time is the plane leave tomorrow? Do you know?
11 a.m.
11 a.m.?
It's going to be a, could be a bumpy ride, actually. There are going to be showers and thunderstorms in the area. I don't want to dampen your spirits, but it doesn't look like a great day.
Oh, great.
Mike gets nervous flying anyway.
Yeah, it doesn't look too good. There's going to be even a chance of some heavy thunderstorms in Dallas tomorrow. High should be about 80.
I'm driving now.
Everybody on the plane gets to see Mike wet his pants then tomorrow. All right.
Oh, man.
And then Sunday, it's going to be windy and much cooler. Highs only in the 60s, probably 20, 25 mile an hour winds, and still a chance of rain. So I take along the umbrella and even a jacket for Sunday's game. Here it's going to be cool right throughout the weekend. We're going to have an ocean storm developing late tonight. That's going to give us our winds. And it'll be cool. Highs only about 60. Overnight lows about 50. Chance of light rain or drizzle tonight and tomorrow. And on Sunday, some of that moisture in the Midwest is going to come here. So a chance of showers then. Highs again in the 60s. The only good place is the West. For WAVA, I'm Bill Kamal.
Bumpy and breezy out there this morning. Winds out of the north at 23 miles an hour. Temperatures BWI 47, Dulles 46, National 49. 49!
Fun 11 degrees
at 8:03, 3 after 8. I'm David Haynes. News, comment on Power 105 W.
Thou foul, deaf spirits, come out.
Hey, y'all.
And remember, Ernest Angley didn't do it.
Amen.
Amen.
AVA!
Amen, brother. I'm Ernest Angley Geronimo.
And I'm Billy Graham.
You're crackers, man.
I am. I really
get it.
Am. Crackers.
Graham crackers.
Ah, God, I'm funny.
It's 8:03. Don Geronimo, Mike O'Mara. We're not only funny, we've got the bejesus scared out of us because the Dallas Times Herald this morning, the number one paper in the Metroplex area, has printed our parade route.
Oh, aren't we happy about that? Boy, it's going to be fun, Don.
And apparently the Dallas media is alerting people to come to our little WAVA parade Sunday.
Your own,
705 WAVA. That is Bobby Palmer, 807. I'm Donald P. Geronimo.
And I'm Mike O'Mara.
The Morning Zoo Show live from the Nut Hut. Cloudy today, breezy, cool. Thank you, high 60. It's only 46 out there right now, Mom, so give those kids a jacket. It's 7.5 minutes after 8 o'clock. Hi, Dex.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Dexter, hey, good morning, dude. Dexter Manley. Hello, Dexter Manley.
Hey, Sonny. Hey, Sonny.
Hey, it's Sam Huff and Jack Kim Cook.
Hey, Sonny.
Manley.
Hey, Sonny.
From your Washington Redskins, number 72, and this Dexter Manley Redskins Report is brought to you by Anton Motors in Rockville. Dex?
Yes.
We have a Dallas radio station on the line that would like to chat with you. Would you like to do that?
That's fine. First of all, I want to tell you guys...
What? Go ahead, Dexter.
Well, I was with George Michaels last night, did the Redskin Report.
Yeah.
And he just loves you guys. He told me to tell you guys hello. He gave you some plug on his air.
Oh, we got a schmooze on the George Michaels show.
All right. Way to go,
on the Redskins Report. Thank you so much,
good
Dex.
Job.
And now let's welcome the guys from Q102 in Dallas. Hello.
Yeah, good morning. Is this Don and Mike?
Yes, you're in the air. Is this Bo?
Yeah, this is Bo Roberts.
Well, howdy, Bo. How are you?
Howdy, Bo.
We're just fine. I'll tell you. I was calling to ask you boys about this little parade y'all going to have.
Yeah, and incidentally, Bo, we have big, tall, strong Dexter Manley on the line with us. Say hi again, Dexter.
Hello, Bo.
Oh, hello, Dexter.
How you doing, Bo?
Hi, Dexter. What's going on there? Hey, Dexter Manley, we got a stretcher with your name on it down here.
Oh. Hey, Dexter has a personal relationship with Danny White's head.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Say what now?
Hey, Dexter.
Yes.
Dexter, I'm sorry. Danny's not going to be playing.
How you know?
Well, because we know, you know. We have some inside information here. So you're just going to have to take out your frustrations on a
Steve Pallure.
Steve Pallure?
Close to Tom Landry. Are you, Bo?
Well, yeah.
Well, are you his driver?
So, Dexter, you're already talking noise about the Cowboys here, huh?
What did I say about the Cowboys?
Well, you tell me. I figured you would tell us right now live on the air in Dallas.
Let me tell you something, Bo. Dexter does his talking on the playing field. When it comes to talking, you're talking to the two guys who mouth off for the Redskins.
Yeah.
I'll tell you right now, Don and Mike say, we're going to kick your butts. You know why? You know why? Because Dallas sucks.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Bo, can you put that in your pipe?
Huh?
Hey, excuse me, Bo?
Yeah, well, you know, they said the Titanic wouldn't sink, and look what's going to happen. You guys? Hey, Dexter Manley.
Yeah, Bo.
Listen, are you getting a big head because you guys are 5-0? Is that it?
No, we're not getting a big head. We're just America's team.
Yeah, you tell him, Dexter.
And you know what, Bo? Hey, Bo. Hey, Bo?
Yes, Dexter.
I'd like to see you pick on Don and Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah, hey, we kick Dexter? Your butt.
Hey, won't y'all line up on the fifth and take it on, buddy?
Hey, Dexter.
Yeah.
Don't hold your breath, pal. I'm sitting right here. You know?
Yeah, you're scared of us just like everybody else in Dallas, and we are having this
you
parade.
You don't have any balls.
Okay, fine.
All right, Dexter.
Remember, you're playing on our home toys here, Dexter, so just come on down, and you guys, we'll see you at the parade.
Okay.
I just went by the produce department at Safeway, and I am all ready for you.
Hey, don't worry. We're bringing our riot gear out with us.
Yeah, we'll be there.
And we're coming in combat uniform again, too. Don't you forget that, buddy.
Yeah, all right, Dex. All right, Bo.
Dexter, be sure and drop by and say hello to us, will you?
Okay. Hey, Bo, go polish Tom Landry's head.
We'll see you later, Bo.
I hear you guys. Goodbye, Dexter.
Bye, Bo.
Goodbye, Don and Mike.
Goodbye, Bo.
Bye, Bo.
See you later. Good luck with that radio career. Okay, it's 11 after 8. Now we're back with Jess Dexter. And Dexter, way to handle that guy.
Yeah, I like that, Dexter.
Way to handle that guy.
Yeah, who is that guy anyway?
Some morning DJ at a radio station in Dallas who wanted to get you on the air with him. Well, way to handle him. We like that, Dex. Now, the game Sunday?
Well, I'll tell you what, the football game Sunday is that what we're going to have to do to beat Dallas. We're going to have to eliminate the mistakes. I think it's going to rely upon the defensive line to control the whole ball game because our linebackers are, we're hurting for linebackers. And we're hurting for linebackers, but we're in a linebacker situation where we're having a lot of new guys going into this ball game that's going to be playing against Dallas, who throws a lot of different fronts at you. So I think it's going to come up on the defensive line to control the ball game and just to really take control of the game, and hopefully that the offense can move the football on Dallas defense.
Now, everybody, of course, remembers the loss last year here, but the main thing is last year, that first game, that Monday night game in Dallas.
Right. Yeah, that was the day I named my daughter Dallas, but I tell you, that's something I can't forget, and another one is that how they really rubbed it in our face by singing happy birthday to Joe T.
Yeah, to Joe T. Now, that was kind of rude.
So, this is a little revenge trip, right? That's
Dexter?
Yeah, well, the thing about it, what's going to make this so beautiful, it's going to be like a home crowd because it's going to be a lot of fans coming down. You guys are coming.
Yeah.
And I tell you what, when the Redskins fans are in Dallas, believe me, those conservative people that get off their rumps.
All right, Dex.
All right, there we
go. Well,
Dex,
it sounds like you're getting worked up for the game.
How you know?
We'll try to catch up with you sometime this weekend. Have a great game.
Yes.
And we'll talk to you on Monday morning, Dex.
Monday morning. You guys have a great time in Big D.
We sure will. And as always, please give Joe Gibbs a big wet kiss on the mouth for us.
And see that guy, Bo, punch his lights out.
All right, Dex.
All right, Dex. All right.
Talk to you on Monday, Dex.
Okay, then. Bye-bye.
There's Dexter Manley from your Washington Redskins. His report brought to you by Anton Motors in Rockville. Yeah. All right, Dex.
Power trip.
Whoa. You noticed as soon as Dexter said that one magic word, the guy in Dallas started to slough us off the airwaves.
Yeah, shuffle us off into Never Never Land.
Oh, my, my, my. Well, let's get somebody else to go down there with us and rub the Cowboys' noses in it this weekend. We are filling up the last few slots on Flight 105. I got a card. My first card said I listened to the Morning Zoo from 7:30 till 10 every morning, and I finally convinced my office to keep it turned to 105.1 all day long.
Yeah.
We got the card.
All right.
Peter Flynn.
Peter Flynn.
From Crofton, Maryland.
From Crofton.
P.S. Is Boomer going on this trip? P.S.S. Remember the babe.
Aw.
Answer to the first one, no. Second one, we always remember babe.
Of course we do.
Peter Flynn from Crofton, Maryland. I'll give you a half hour to call us right now at area code 202-432-9282 and claim your trip to stinkin' Dallas.
Mac McGarry for Anton Motors in Rockville. If you're associated with a local school, from elementary to high school, public, private, or parochial, Anton Motors will contribute $100 per car or $200 per truck or van to your school association with the purchase of any new or used vehicle now through June 1987. So help your school earn money. Call Anton Motors 340-0900 and ask for details. That's 340-0900. Anton Motors, Rockville, America's largest Toyota, Volvo, Mercedes-Benz dealership.
In banking that's as old as banking itself.
So you folks would like to take out a cave improvement loan?
When you borrow money, you traditionally pay the bank their interest prior to paying off the principal.
For collateral, I see you put down a woolly mammoth. How many miles on the mammoth?
But Bank of Virginia now has simple interest loans. Each month, you only pay interest on the unpaid principal. So if you pay the loan off early or make larger payments than you have to, you'll reduce your interest cost.
Now, if I can just get you to read over these tablets.
Plus, if you have your simple interest loan payments deducted from your Bank of Virginia checking or savings account, you'll save 0.25% off our already low rate.
And if you both chisel your signature at the bottom, we can cut you a check today.
For a home improvement, vacation, car loan, whatever, just stop by any Bank of Virginia location.
It's a pleasure doing business with you both, Fred. Wilma, thanks.
Bank of Virginia is an equal opportunity lender. Member FDIC, a Signet Bank.
Now you can take Continental nonstop to San Francisco, the only late night nonstop as low as $99. Call for details.
No, we can't do this to Kim, please. She's already upset because I brought up the whole Veers Mill Road thing.
I am not. I'm never upset at you. Why do you say that? Just because my eyes get big, my eyebrows go up, and I get, you know, make dirty faces? You think I'm upset?
Put the guy on.
Veers Mill Road?
Put the guy on.
All right, 16 after 8. Yesterday you said Veers Mill. I know you did, Kim.
Well,
I know you did. Put the guy on.
C'est la vie. You say Veers, I say Veers. You say tomato.
I think you might have hung up. I'm sorry. Oh, darn it.
Too bad.
Guy had a traffic question. Traffic question that we wanted to give to you,
what
Kim.
Was the question? Do you remember?
The best way to get on the Beltway from somewhere in Maryland.
Right. We were going to turn it over to you.
But damn it.
I would have known that answer, too.
We've got egg on our faces now.
We sure do.
We're going to call my mother in a second. That'll help us pull it out.
Ran.
17 past 8. Here is Kim. And how do you get on the Beltway from Maryland, Kim?
Well, what loop of the Beltway do you want to get on? You
from anywhere, from anywhere in Maryland, just on the Beltway. How do you do it?
You just drive your car. You use that entrance.
There you go. Does she know her information or what?
She's got it.
Okay, this traffic update brought to you by Continental Airlines. Speaking of Montgomery County, to get onto the outer loop towards the Temple area, if you're taking I-95, you're going to find a backup there from I-95 over to New Hampshire Avenue. Picks up, slows again at University Boulevard over towards the Temple area. All the lanes are open for you. We've got a disabled on the inner loop of Virginia after 236. Little River Turnpike is blocking the right lane. Expect delays on the inner loop because of it. And that disabled on the freeway westbound just past the 11th is cleared. The lanes reopened. Delays still back at about Suitland Parkway for 295. I'm Kim Anderson, WAVA Traffic.
Thank you, Boomer. And it is 18 minutes past 8 o'clock now with your morning zoo. Cloudy, breezy, cool. High today, 60.
Hello.
Hey, Mom.
Hi.
Good morning. You're in the air.
All right.
Good.
Fran.
From Chicago, Illinois.
My mom. How are you, Mom?
Fine.
How's the weather out there?
Oh, it's not too bad. A little cold.
How's Dad?
Pretty good.
Super. Ready to pick some games for us this weekend, Mom?
Yes.
Okay, let's start. Let me see the games that people care about. How about the Chicago Bears and the Houston Oilers?
Well, it'll be Chicago.
Chicago by how many, Mom?
Well, probably by about 14.
By about 14.
Two touchdowns for Chicago.
Another hotly contested game, New York Jets and the New England Patriots. Who do you like there, Mom?
Boy, oh boy, I like the Patriots, but the Jets are doing real good, too. But I'll pick the Patriots.
Pick the Patriots.
All right.
Philadelphia Eagles, New York Giants.
Oh, boy.
That's a toughie, huh, Mom?
Yeah,
really
is.
Because, you know, Buddy Ryan's doing real good with those Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah, that defense, that 46 defense is coming around, huh?
He did the Bears good, you know.
Yeah.
You like the 46 defense, don't you, Fran?
Yes, I do.
Now, do you know what the 46 defense is, Mom?
No, but it works.
All right. No idea what it is, but it worked.
Right.
That's right.
So who do you like, Mom, the Eagles or the Giants?
Well, I guess I think I'll take the Eagles.
And one more game, Minnesota.